What am I doing?
Well, I'm eating a spoonful of icing. I'm crazy. Well, it's delicious. I know it's just purely sugar, but it's so yummy. So, it's just vanilla. I can appreciate vanilla. How was work? Okay. How was uni? Stressful. I can kind of see why. Is there anything I can do to help? 'Cause you know, I could totally help you. Just no, you're not gonna do that. Come here. Put your books down. Well, since I'm straddling your lap and staring into your eyes, I think you can. You're doing the best you can, okay? Do not let uni and your boss stress you out, okay? I don't know why he yelled at you. And you can tell me, or you don't have to tell me. It's fine. Of course, I'd love to know. But you don't have to tell me anything you're not comfortable telling me. But what I want you to know is that I value you and I adore you. Don't let anything or anyone stress you out completely to, like, take away your happiness. Like, you were happy this morning. Yeah, you're okay. And you gave me the sweetest kisses. Which I could kind of go for right now. And you're just really full of life this morning, and I loved it. I know. But you're here with me now. And I know you've got tons of homework to do. And, some maybe, work from home stuff to do. But it doesn't mean that life is just a big ball of stress. I mean, it can be if you let it. But find some happy stuff. Find some stuff to make you smile. Don't let it just eat away at your soul, because that makes for hard people. And we already have too many hard people. Yes, you know I'm right. Oh my God. Yeah, see? You're being a goofball again. Yes, and I adore that part of you. So, it's okay to take a break for maybe about an hour, hour and a half, and then go back at it. I understand. But don't let stuff stress you out. You don't have to do everything right away. You can just take a break and just... You can take a break. Just allow yourself to take a break. I mean, because you're not a robot. No? You're not a robot. So why act like a robot? I know it's probably easier to... do everything all at once, so that you, way you're just done, you can completely relax. I understand that, but sometimes we just can't do that. Sometimes we should just take breaks. And you can listen to my advice, you don't have to listen to my advice, just know that I'm here for you if you need anybody to talk to and to cuddle with and to rant. But in the meantime, I'm gonna, like, kind of take you, away from all your busyness, and I'm gonna kind of make you take a break right now. I kind of already have, but I think spending some time with me, it will help. Don't you think? I mean, come on, can you really say no to this face? Look at this face. You say it's gorgeous, but sometimes I don't believe you. I mean, because the way you act sometimes, the way you just deny me. Not fair? I think it's fair. Seriously. Seriously, though. I adore you, and I hate seeing you like this. I just wish there was something I could do for you. Just be there for you. I mean, that's the least I can do. I can push you to go to the gym more instead of maybe making you sweets. Because I know how much you like to stay busy. Or we could go out to the park and have fun. There's so much we can do. Just looking at you, it's wonderful seeing how you can just unwind gradually. Just breathe in and out. Just by me talking. You're a sweet, loving person. Hold me. Just like that. I love it. Your big, strong arms around me. Well, they're strong to me, rather. They're strong to me because you're such a strong person. Every bit of you is strong. Your mind, your heart, your insight. Even your patience. I don't know how patience can be strong, but it's strong. I mean, like, you have a lot of patience and stuff. And it's okay to be impatient. It's okay to be impulsive. At least you're human. At least you're human. And I'd rather date a human than an alien. I like human beings better. Well, yeah. Be a little abnormal of you to not react. Just know that I'm here for you always. I'm sorry, but I'm dating a very attractive person, so, you know, because you're like amazing and everything, so it's kind of hard for me to talk to you, straddle you, look you in the eyes, and rub your chest without wanting to kiss you. I mean, let's be honest. You're scrumptious. I don't know why I always have to associate things with food. I like food, but I don't eat it. You know, like, I don't eat enough of it to enjoy it. Like, to really, really enjoy it. And I personally don't like cooking, so I guess that's one thing, too. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. I could live off of ramen for the rest of my life if I could. You wouldn't judge me, would you? Yay. That was lovely. Your lips are just so mesmerizing. You don't even know. You can just kind of go for another.
You have work to do. You have work to do. You have work to do. And I'm not going to take you away from your work. Oh, you're so amazing. Okay. And I adore you. I adore you. And you're gonna do fine. You're gonna be great. Whatever. So what? I tripped over my words a little bit because I was getting a little frustrated. But you know what? It's worth it if I get to forget to cheer you up. And if you get done with your work efficiently and quickly, we can have some fun together. But that all depends if you get done and you're happy with your work. No half-assed job, okay? Because, I mean, I know how you are with half-assed work, and you get so disappointed in yourself. I hate hearing how sad you get in your voice. You know, that pains me to hear that. So, just do your best, and, just do your best, and I'll be here, okay? I mean, I'm literally right over there eating icing, like I said. Okay? I just don't want to get up from your lap, though. You're so comfy. I hope you get done so I can come back. Okay. Okay. Chop chop.